It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garden Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. No Greg Pogue today. He's in Atlanta, and Pogey is pooping. His Brewers could get eliminated this afternoon by the Atlanta Braves. We'll have the game for you right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 4:15 first pitch here locally, 4 o'clock pregame. Well, I guess that means there's not going to be an afternoon stretch. Oh, wow. Sorry, guys. By the way, I'm John Burton. Pogey out today. He's in Atlanta sweating it out because his Braves could get eliminated, as we just said. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnBurton32. But I'm not alone here in the Strike and Spare studios. The General, young Patton Cook. At Patton underscore Cook is with me. Morning, Patton. Holding things down.
Yep. Morning, John. Good morning to you. And
Pogey's pooping,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's. I watched the game yesterday. Of course, an early first pitch, and it wasn't really close.
No.
Braves dominated the majority of that game, and it really could have been worse because Austin Riley kind of had a blunder where he got called out for a double play, ended up leaving, I think, second base a little too early. But I tell you what, that game was not close. I hope for the best for Greg today because if not, it goes back to Milwaukee after this if the Brewers can pull it out, right?
Now, how is this possible? The pitching matchup is TBD versus TBD. What's going on with that?
Two aces right there. I don't know.
Well, Milwaukee's TBD has a sub-3 ERA, and Atlanta's TBD. Yeah, so, all right, well. Look, you got that to look forward to this afternoon. We've got a great show lineup for you today. 9:25, going to be joined by 3-time Super Bowl champion Gerard Cherry from Cleveland. We're going to talk a lot about what's going on in the NFL, and we'll touch on the Browns a little bit too, even though the Titans don't play the Browns. Just always interesting to catch up because, man, there's so much debate about Baker Mayfield up there, and I just find it pretty interesting. 10:25. We're going to be joined by Mike Catalana from WHAM in Rochester, New York, my beautiful home region of upstate New York. He's been covering the Bills forever. And, of course, we've got Titans-Bills coming up Monday Night Football. Huge game here in Nashville at Nissan Stadium. So Bills looked pretty good the other night there, Patton. You know, they sent a message. I don't know what's going on with the Chiefs. They can't play a lick of defense. And Mahomes looked like crap the other day. But the Bills are an impressive football team. Best team in the AFC, say you?
I think that is absolutely what they are. And after last year, kind of the disappointing playoff run, they had Josh Allen. Didn't really play very well against the Chiefs in the playoffs last year. But
yeah, AFC Championship game.
Yep, some vengeance is there. And then kind of they posted the picture of Stephon Diggs kind of looking at the confetti and the trophy parade after the AFC Championship game. And those guys are back and hungry. The defense isn't up to par just yet, I think, but the offense...
They're getting there, though.
They don't need to
be. Well, they've had 2 shutouts this season already. They shut out the Dolphins, and they shut out the Texans. So, you know, but listen, those aren't very good teams, as we're finding out. But still, you shut out an NFL team, that's pretty impressive. So, somebody's at the door, so Patton's got to go take care of that. So, obviously, the big story, though, involves John Gruden stepping down as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders last night. The announcement coming, I saw it via Adam Schefter watching the Monday Night Football game last night. And I think most of you know what this stems from, a series of emails going back about a decade that he sent to then Washington football team president Bruce Allen, which included racial insults, homophobic insults, misogynistic insults, and... It's unfortunate for John Gruden, but I think the Raiders, he did the right thing. Officially, he resigned, okay? The NFL did not, as far as we know, call for him to step down. You know, Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, son of the great Al Davis, did not fire him summarily. he stepped down, basically saying, I don't want to be a distraction. I never meant to hurt anyone. And, you know, for John Gruden, I mean, Patton, it's so funny because the one thing I've learned as I've gotten older, and you'll find this, you're a young guy, but you'll find this as you get older, we are the decisions we make. And we're in a time period now where decisions we make even a decade ago can come back to haunt us. All it takes, I mean, your life can change like that. And you look at John Gruden, we were talking just before we went on the air. He's done. He'll never coach in the NFL again. He probably couldn't be a college coach at this point. He'll never be he can't go back to broadcasting now. And you think about where he was, right? He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, widely popular guy, you know, the Chucky face and the whole thing. You know, I'm kind of known for doing a John Gruden imitation, which is really an imitation of Frank Caliendo doing an imitation of John Gruden. But Adoree Jackson, when he got drafted, I did my Gruden imitation for him. The whole time he's with the Titans, every time he saw me, he called me Coach Gruden. I'd be like, yeah, Adoree Jackson, man, that guy's serious about his football, man. Know what I mean, man? This guy was a rock star. Yeah. He was on Monday Night Football. He was a rock star, making a ton of money. And the Raiders, of course, he had coached there previously, and the Raiders went to him and said, we need you. He was in the fourth year of a 10-year, $100 million contract to coach the Raiders. And it looked like they were off to a pretty good start this year, you know? And you look at how lackluster they were against a not-good-at-all Bears team at home, where they stunk up the joint and lost 20-9. All this stuff, because he went to the team when this stuff broke late in the last week, he went to his team and apologized for it. And obviously it affected them on Sunday. And so, you know, you look at this situation with John Gruden and the fact that he was sending emails to Bruce Allen through his work website or work email. You know, a lot of people say, well, why are you bringing up what happened, you know, that many years ago? It's where we're at, bro. That's where we're at. And, you know, more scandal involving the Washington football team, too. They get dragged into this, too. You know, I kind of feel sorry for Ron Rivera, who's a good coach and he's a good man. He's a stand-up dude, and he's in the middle of all this mess. But, you know, for John Gruden, I mean, it ended just like that. And the stuff he said about – I read some of the emails or some of the subject of the email, stuff he was saying about DeMaurice Smith, who released a statement saying, you know, we still have a long way to go with racism. And, you know, listen, John Gruden can say, hey, I'm not a racist. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not a misogynist. Well, those emails suggest otherwise. And where we are right now with the NFL being as image conscious as they are, you look at the stance that they made last year when, you know, the George Floyd and the other situations happened and Roger Goodell basically came out and apologized to, you know, the black players of the NFL saying, you know what, we were tone deaf a few years ago. You want to protest social justice at our games? You go right ahead. And you look at the Raiders, right? The NFL's, what, 70% black? Got a lot of black players on that team. Oh, by the way, the first openly gay NFL player is on the Vegas Raiders, Carl Nassib, who's a pretty good defensive end, outside linebacker, edge rusher. There was no way you could justify, Mark Davis could justify keeping John Gruden as his head coach in light of those emails. It's unfortunate, but it's where we are right now. And, you know, John Gruden's done. It's now, listen, he'll be fine. He's made a ton of money in his life between his, you know, he was a head coach of the Raiders, head coach of Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won a Super Bowl there, you know, coached a long time in the NFL, you know, made a ton of money at ESPN as the color analyst for Monday Night Football. And no, when those emails were sent out, and he said stuff about Roger Goodell, the commissioner, you can't do that and be a head coach in this league, you know. And he wasn't an NFL employee, but he kind of was, because when you work for ESPN, ESPN is a major broadcast partner of the National Football League. So, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. You hate to see it play out the way it did, but, you know, I think John Gruden did the right thing stepping down.
I agree. He really can't go anywhere else just because with kind of how this situation has gone down, and it was so fast moving. I was kind of surprised. Yesterday, just I was out to eat and kind of went back in the car, turned the radio on, mm-hmm. and they said John Gruden had decided to step down. It's interesting because, you really just wonder where the Raiders are going to go from here, because kind of their plan was John Gruden. And I think,
oh yeah, they were married to him. You signed a guy for 10 years, $100 million. It's till death do us part, right?
Exactly. So I'm not sure where they'll go from here. I'm not going to lose much sleep for John Gruden, because as you mentioned, he has made a buku's amount of money. But one thing I do want to say is, kind of learning in this business and going to school at Austin Peay, one thing professors and all sorts would tell you is, if you want to be in the public spotlight, you're going to get some of the things that come with that.
Yep.
And nothing is in private. You really have to know that. And it doesn't excuse what he did at all, but he's got to know better than that. And it's a fascinating situation, and one that I don't think is going to go anywhere, because I'm sure people are still going to want to talk about it, good or bad. So we'll see where this goes.
I'm sure I know there are opinions on all sides of this, right? I want to just quickly read. We got some sound from Gruden. We're going to play. Before we do that, I just, in fairness, just want to read what Gruden said in a statement Monday night. I've decided to step down as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I think he, resigned, whatever. I paraphrase that. But this is a direct quote. I love the Raiders and do not want to be a distraction. Thank you to all the players, coaches, staff, and fans of Raider Nation. I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone. So this all stems, by the way, from a New York Times report about the emails and the content of the emails, which goes back to right around, about 2011? So not quite a decade, but a good chunk of time from about 2011 to 2018, which was just a couple of years ago. So what do you got, Pat?
This is, of course, John Gruden. He hasn't come out with a video or an audio statement yet, but this was him immediately after the game on Sunday.
All I can say is I'm not a racist. I don't. I can't tell you how sick I am. I apologize again to D. Smith, but I feel good about who I am and what I've done my entire life, and I apologize for the insensitive remarks I had. I had no racial intentions with those remarks at all. But yes, they can. I'm not like that at all. But I apologize. I don't want to keep addressing it.
This is tough, because as an African American, I've heard it my whole life. Hey, man, I'm not a racist, but ... Yeah. I don't want this to sound, come off as racist, but ... don't take this as racist, but ... when you have to, pre-qualify your remarks, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Just some more detail here. Gruden emailed that Goodell should not have pressured then St. Louis Rams coach Jeff Fisher, friend of show, to draft blanks. I won't say the word, referring to former defensive end Michael Sam, a gay player drafted in 2014. He was drafted by the Rams, did not make the final cut. What else? The Times also reported that Gruden used an anti-gay slur in several instances when referring to Roger Goodell, and used offensive language to describe some owners, coaches, and media members who cover the league. He also, when Sarah Thomas became the first female official in NFL history, she's a side judge, she works, she works NFL games. They've since hired, I think, more females. I think there's a black female they hired this year.
There was an all-female crew, I think, here pretty recently for a game.
Yeah, so, and he had some, not-so-flattering things to say about that. He wasn't in favor of that. So,
do you think this is a culture thing, John, with the entirety of the NFL? Because I know one thing. It's not just John Gruden who talks like this
through
emails or not. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, listen, it's one thing to have private thoughts in the privacy of your own home. But, emails last forever.
Right.
Emails don't go away. You know what I mean? And like I said, this was sent from his personal email to Bruce Allen's email, his official Washington football team, then the Redskins email. So it was pretty easy to go back and research.
Yeah.
And the NFL is going to say, listen, we can't have that. I saw a PSA yesterday, ironically enough. Did you see this?
Uh-uh, no.
It's the title of it was The NFL is for Everyone. And it basically, the gist of it was, it had like all kinds of words. It was like, the NFL is for, straight, bisexual, gay, blah, 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 blah. The NFL, football is for everyone. and at the end it showed the NFL shield in rainbow colors. Now, I don't know if that was something they planned to do before this Gruden situation, or maybe they kind of put it out in a rush, but the NFL is making it clear we want to be all-inclusive. You know, it started last year. And for them, for that league, the ultimate, you know, uber macho alpha male league to, you know, put out a PSA saying, hey, you love who you love. You want to be an NFL fan? You're welcome. You're welcome. Come to our games. Support our teams. Buy our merchandise. We love everybody. Love who you love. You know what I mean? So yeah. The NFL, I mean, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that probably saw that and didn't like it. But that's where we're at right now. That's the situation. That's the hand that's being dealt. So, you know, for John Gruden, yes, it's unfortunate. But as I said earlier, I just feel like Mark Davis really couldn't, as owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, really couldn't justify keeping him employed. And it's unfortunate for the Raiders because, like I said, they had a shot maybe to, you know, compete for a playoff spot. They were off to a pretty good start. You know, Derek Carr was playing pretty well. They've got an all-world tight end in Waller, I think his name is. You know, they got some players. They got an opportunity to, you know, maybe make some noise here in the AFC playoffs. And, you know, for this to happen, man, I mean, it's tough on a team. I'm sure the players are going through a rough time. Like I said, you know, they have, to date, the only openly gay player. I think he's the first in NFL history. Yep. There have been gay NFL players before, but I believe Carl Nassib is the first one to come out and say, hey, remember he had that Instagram post. Yep. He said, just want to let everybody know, I'm gay. Deal with it. You know what I mean? So, and so far, since he came out with that, hasn't been an issue. Nope. No one talks about it. So, well, you know, it is what it is. We will, if you want to react to it, 615-844-5600. Let's be respectful today, though. You know, if you want to discuss it, let's discuss it. We're not doing politics on this show today. You know, we're not going down that road. But we'd love to hear from you today. We're also going to hear from Mike Vrabel, his press conference yesterday, coming off the win over Jacksonville and getting ready for the Bills game Monday night. And we'll, like I said, Mike Catalana at 10:25 is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the Bills and the great season they're off to right now. And, you know, we're going to have some fun today. So it's going to be a great show. Pogie's in Atlanta pooping his pants because his beloved Brewers are – one run and 27 outs away from going home. So we'll see what happens later today. We're going to have the game for you. Look forward to that. All right, time for our first break. When we come back, three-time Super Bowl champion, friend of show, Gerard Cherry will join us. We'll spin around the league and talk about what's going on up in Cleveland. Stay with us. Nashville Sports Radio.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs today around 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Saturday, sunshine, highs 83. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 64. Sunshine for Sunday, highs near 85 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
John Burton Show. Greg out today. He's in Atlanta. We got the Braves and the Brewers elimination game potentially coming up this afternoon. 4:15 first pitch, 4 o'clock pregame. So we'll have that for you. But for now, we head up to Cleveland on the F&M Bank phone line and talk with friend of show, three-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots, 9 years in the NFL. Now works afternoon drive in Cleveland at ESPN 850 in Cleveland. My guy, Gerard Cherry. Gerard, you had my producer all twisted up in knots, bro.
What? JB, you know that's what I do, dog.
You should have saw the look on his face. He was like, oh, you're not coming on now? I texted you this morning and reminded you.
That's CTE dog for real.
You and I. I love you for that. How you doing, man? How's everything?
Oh man, I'm well, JB. Good to hear from you, dog. I'm doing well, man. Tough loss this weekend for the hometown team up here in Cleveland, but outside of that, things are good, man. Other than all the controversy we got going on around the NFL with the whole John Gruden piece, and that was just wow. That's all I can say on that. So that's really on the forefront of my mind right now.
Well, that's why I really wanted to get you on today to talk about that as a former player. And, you know, you've always talked about the dynamics of a locker room coming together, people from different races, different cultures, as we're finding out different sexual orientation to, I guess, your reaction to the emails of John Gruden, first of all, and your reaction to the fact that, you know, he pretty much knew it was time to step down because, as I said in the first segment, Mark Davis cannot justify keeping this guy as his head coach, no?
No, he can't, but it seems on some levels he tried to because it doesn't sound like he fired him. He let him resign. It was more or less, in my mind, the NFL putting this stuff out there, the leaks and all that, because obviously Mark Davis and company didn't fire him. So it seems like John was like, okay, I got the memo. I understand. They're putting pressure on me. I have to resign. But here's the thing. For me, because I spent the training camp with John Gruden, and I actually met John Gruden when he was a young, aspiring offensive coordinator for Ray Rhodes with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And we hit off well, man. And I went out to the Raiders. Things didn't work out there, but it wasn't like he wasn't in my corner or anything like that. And he even said to me, hey, man, when you're finished playing, I'd love to hire you as a coach because I think you're a smart guy. And so you think about that, and then the stuff that he was saying is just one of those deals of like, damn, I didn't see that in you to that. I didn't see that in you at all. I really didn't. Because one, for you to offer me an opportunity and for you to come under Ray Rhodes as a coordinator and him to help you out and to get you into the place you are now because he played a part in that, how do you have those views?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and where is that just that sense, that arrogance come from? Well, we know where it comes from, historically speaking, of, yes, the country has issues with systematic racism. Yes, the country has people who are prejudiced, and no one's obviously perfect. But I just thought he was better than that. I thought he was more progressive-minded than that. But at the same time, I get it. In the locker room and in a boardroom and in other rooms, there are people who hold on to this idea of superiority
right.
that they really shouldn't have. And obviously he expressed that and got caught up in that. And it's a shame, because at the end of the day, JB, I would rather deal with a dude who's open about his racism and his prejudice as opposed to someone who's covert about it.
Yeah, because at least you know where you stand, right? And, you know,
exactly.
we played a soundbite from Coach Gruden in the first segment, Gerard, where he basically said, hey, man, you know, I'm not a racist. I'm not, you know, I'm not that type of person. But I'm pretty sure you've experienced this. I certainly have coming up. You know, I heard a lot growing up as, hey, I'm not a racist, but I don't mean this to sound racist, but when you have to pre-qualify your statements – or walk it back after your statements and saying, oh, well, that's not me. I mean, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's more often than not, right. It's a duck, no?
Right. It is. And it's probably one of those things where, again, you qualify what you think makes one racist or prejudiced. And if he steps away and reads the stuff that he was writing,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, how do you not walk away from experience saying, I mean, for example, talking about DeMaurice Smith's lips and how they're, in his mind, disproportionate
mm-hmm.
and full lips. And that's the part where it's like, you have to be smart enough to know that those type of caricatures and images ran rampant at one point in time in our country.
Right, 20s, 30s, 40s, right. You know, right. with Al Jolston, all that stuff.
All that stuff, man, blackface and all that. And for you to not, but one, I guess, for more so than anything, for you to be like, who emails that? That's the other part I want to
do. We're talking with Gerard Cherry, three-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, 9 years in the NFL as defensive back, from ESPN 850 up in Cleveland. We'll talk about the Browns in a minute, but, man, we didn't get to Monday Night Football in the first segment. I know that, you know, the Browns, big division rivals, the Baltimore Ravens. How about the performance of Lamar Jackson last night? Horrible first half. Historic second half, they get the win in overtime over the Colts.
I mean, Lamar Jackson does a phenomenal job of making these games way more entertaining than they have to be. I'm obviously rooting for his demise
right.
because I'm a Browns fan, and I don't need him to win these football games. I'm saying, okay, my squad lost on Sunday, once again beating ourselves in the process. And I'm like, yes, yes, we'll all be tied at the top. The Bengals, the Browns, and the Ravens. Get this L, get this L. And the next thing you know, this dude just has a way with the dramatics and just making it one of those deals where, how did he do that? And it's just, and he's in the process of negotiating his contract. At the end of the season, if he keeps doing what he's doing and they find themselves in the playoffs winning games, because obviously I'm rooting against them not to go too far.
Of course.
That means my squad won't do well or yours.
Right. It was actually good news for the Titans, the Colts losing last night, so.
Right, exactly, and that's just, wow, that's just a situation. It looks like it's going to get better, though. I'll give them that, because I didn't realize they're going to be this poor starting off the season, but I think they're going to get better, and that's a little bit of a confidence booster.
I agree.
But I guess the thing I'm trying to convey is you have to give him whatever he asks for in these contract negotiations in which he's representing himself, because he's invaluable to your franchise. Now, obviously, the Ravens learned from the Joe Flacco situation that you can't get to the point where you completely have no ability to acquire free agents to help in the cause.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays itself out. But, yeah, man, he did it to us last year, going into the bathroom, comes out, next thing you know, he's a new man. And
yeah, no.
Just, I don't know about something about Monday nights, man.
Yeah, he's becoming Mr. Monday Night. There's no question about it. And Sunday night, too, he had a great game against the Chiefs earlier this year. Gerard, just back to the Gruden thing for just a second. You know, I know that one of the reasons why your New England teams were so successful is because everybody was pulling on the same rope. It didn't matter where you came from, you know, what your race was or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and Belichick had to be a big part of that, right? I mean, how important is that, you know, to – you talk about it all the time, team over self, and that's what Belichick preached. And he was able to bring a lot of dynamic personalities. You know, Randy Moss got there after you left, mm-hmm. you know, and he was able to get everybody to come together. What was it about Belichick that, you know, allowed him to do that?
Just a clear, crystal clear understanding that if you don't have everybody buying into the cause and making it be about winning more so than your political, your social affiliations, that it was all about when you're in this locker room and actually when you're outside of it, we represent being a team. We represent doing it in a way in which we're going to go out there and do our job to the best of our ability and be accountable to each other and hold each other accountable and not let anything stand in the way of doing that and not have any room for doubt. And now, and it's an interesting thing with the Raiders situation, it was a done deal. Once that stuff came out,
yeah.
If you're a player, I don't care if you're NASA, what are you thinking? If you're mm-hmm. a black player, heck, if you're a white player in their locker room or Latin, what are you thinking? You're like, I can't follow this dude. This is what he really thinks and feels, though he's saying that's not him. Because there's going to be this part of you that in the course of a season or even a game or in a practice, like, why do I want to listen to you right now?
Yeah.
This is how you really feel about me and the people who look like me or who may have some similarities about me. Is this really who you are or not? And that distraction right there, because the competition is so tough and it's so close in far as regards to your margin of error and what you cannot make mistakes, that little bit of lapse in concentration and think about something outside of the realm of football will cause you to lose games and cause dissension in your locker room when guys don't like when you make certain decisions. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they had to let him go. Cause think about it. Should they have lost to the Chicago Bears?
No. That was uncalled for. That was unacceptable.
Right.
Bears are terrible.
Right. Well, the main reasons I think is because of what took place with that information coming out with the emails and things of that nature. So if you're not preaching and promoting harmony in the sense of we're all in this together and you're just giving lip service to that because it sounds good and it's a good thing to say, but ultimately guys find out that you're insincere about it, you're not going to win. I can say this about Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he's sincere when it comes about winning football games. He's going to do anything and everything in his power to win a football game and have it so the guys are on the same page and promoting the idea that, hey, we're not going to have any distractions that are going to lead us away from winning football games. John obviously did not think that this would come back to catch him and find him, and it's just amazing, man, how things work in this world. I mean, that was the last thing I'm pretty sure 2 weeks ago that he thought was spraying up on him was this. But again, I'm not going to tell him to be careful. I mean, that's just stupid and dumb what he said. And what it represents is heinous.
Right.
On top of that, and we have to move beyond that as a country, man, because I know this, JB. Everybody in our country, be you white, black, brown, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
orientation, gender, we all have issues. We all have problems. We all have stuff that we go through. Some may be more magnified because of things in our country's history and things of that nature. But we all go through something. We all face adversity, and we all have to figure out ways to overcome it. Nothing about life is going to be fair. I tell friends, family, whoever listens to this all the time. But in the process of it not being fair, that doesn't mean you have to take the path of let me be a supremacist, let me be prejudiced, let me be misogynist in order to get your stake in this land of opportunity that we have in a great country we're blessed to live in. Because to this very day, people are still breaking their necks and killing themselves trying to get here because of the opportunity.
Right.
But we're going to have to do a much better job as a country of getting rid of this garbage about what your lips look like, what skin color you are, what your orientation is, and all that crap, and come together, man, because if we don't, we're going to implode. And this is really a microcosm of what John is doing represents what's one of the major problems in our society. And we have to, and I said, you have a right to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we need to have people up front who are about everybody coming up, who are about seeing everybody in an equal light and about wanting to see everyone achieve and succeed. And when we get to that place, we will be better for it. And when we get rid of guys who have this mentality that I'm a supremacist, I'm more special than you and all this other crap that doesn't help the cause at all.
No, very, very well said. So, listen, what's going on in your neck of the woods with the Browns? A lot of talk. You know, I listen to your station all the time. A lot of talk about Baker Mayfield. Is he the guy? Should the Browns pay him? Is he clutch in those situations? I mean, he played pretty well the other day, but Justin Herbert was special.
Yeah, Justin Herbert was special. Well, let me say my hate right quick. Not in sense of hating him, but let me get my haterism out right quick.
All right.
Yeah, if I got two wide open blown coverages, if I got the officials helping me out, I'm going to look great too.
Oh, you've become such a Clevelander, man. I love you for that. We were robbed.
we beat ourselves. I had a coach named, you heard his story before, Chico Mendoza.
Yep.
Halftime every game. And in my high school, folks, I didn't win any game. So every week I hear the same halftime speech. And he make us say, who beating who? And we have to say, we're beating ourselves. That's what happened with the Browns this past Sunday. And again, against the Kansas City Chiefs. So the two losses are due to them beating themselves. As far as Baker's concerned, it's a situation brewing, man. Because right now you got his wife coming out publicly saying things.
Wow.
Like, you're not real fans if you're not supporting him. You don't understand how hard he works. I'm like, you can't write this type of drama we get.
That's a recipe for disaster. You know this, Gerard.
Yeah, yeah, and we're getting that. So I understand, stand by your man. Is that Loretta Lynn or Tammy Wynette? Forgive me. I don't know.
I think it was Tammy Wynette. Yeah, you can't come out of Nashville and not know who the country music legends are, Gerard.
Right? Forgive me. I tried, though, right?
That's right. Oh, okay.
The thing is, dog, up here in the outside of Cleveland, there's a George Jones farm. A guy created an animal farm dedicated to George Jones. The weirdest thing on earth, but it is what it is. I know I've gotten off the point here.
Yeah. But in your mind, is Baker the guy? Should they pay him and say, you know, $40 million a year and say, this is our guy?
In my mind, yes, because I've witnessed at least 25 quarterbacks come through here and not have any semblance of success. So in my mind, yes. Some other people's minds are like, nah, we can do better. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? We can do better. Have you not been around since 1999?
Yeah.
We actually got a guy who fits what we're trying to do, but it's the process of folks wanting their Herbert, folks wanting their Mahomes, folks wanting their Lamar. It's like, Baker won 11 games last year, won a playoff game against the heated rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's playing good this year, too. And the dude has a separated shoulder and trying to work his way through that.
Yeah.
How do you not see that for what it's worth? So, yeah, the drama is just starting to unfold with this situation. It's definitely not going to go away anytime soon. And when you have Lamar playing the way he's playing and Allen playing the way he's playing, it's only putting more pressure, I have to imagine, on Baker and his camp to try to figure out where do we stand with the Browns in the contract.
Yeah. Hey, real quick before we get you out of here, you were once teammates with Tom Brady. Guy threw 5 touchdown passes the other day. I'm convinced he's playing until he's 60.
60, no, 50 possibly. I don't think his wife can take it that much longer. But while he's still playing at a high level, I mean, he's not pulling a Brett Favre where his skills are diminishing. Keep playing. If you love the process of preparing, which he obviously does, and you can still go out there and perform at a high level, play until you can't play anymore. I have no problem with that.
Gerard, you're the absolute best, man. We got to get you down here to Nashville and hang out. And love having you on, brother. And I've loved getting to know you over the years. So give my best to Emmett Golden. Give me a shout-out today on your show, all right?
Oh, you know I will, JD. I got you covered.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right, take care, man.
All right, there he goes. Gerard Cherry, 3-time Super Bowl champion, friend of show, played for the New England Patriots. Was basically lived in the same complex as Tom Brady, got to know him pretty well. All right, we are way late for a break. Let's take it now.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the 4th floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, Nashville Sports Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Pogster out today. He's in Atlanta, and he's pooping. His Brewers could get eliminated today. Brewers Braves, 4:15. First pitch, you can listen to it right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Atlanta up 2-1 in the series. Brewers took game one, and they've lost two straight. Those damn Red Sox. You know, it's tough for a Yankee fan seeing the Red Sox play the Rays. I can't stand either team, but I'm thinking, you know what? Lesser of two evils here. The Red Sox walk off the Rays last night. They win the series 3-1, so the freaking Boston Red Sox are going to the American League Championship Series, and I'm sick to my stomach. The Rays won 100 jillion games this year. They smacked the Yankees around like they were their kids, and they're out. I'd much rather see the Rays have success than the Boston. My evil plan was Rays eliminate the Red Sox, and then either the Astros. Well, I can't root for the Astros either. Those cheap. And I can't root for the White Sox because I can't stand Tony La Russa. What am I going to do, Patton?
Well, I'm already seeing the White Sox. They're alleging allegations once again against the Houston Astros. They're saying, and I saw Dusty Baker came out yesterday and said, well, actually, you guys are the one having the better batting percentage at home. But it's just one big drama scandal. For you, I feel bad for you because I think right now the Red Sox, they're a hot team. And hot team in October, that is scary, and that is a scary destiny for you,
worst,
I'm afraid.
I mean, you know, what a week it was for me. My number one and number two teams got smacked around by my most hated rivals, the Red Sox and the Cowboys, Giants and Yankees. All right. Well, Dodgers win last night, 1-0. What a game that was. Scherzer took the L, but, I mean, it wasn't really his fault. So the Giants win 1-0. They're up in that series 2-1, so they have a chance to move on. You imagine the Dodgers, another team that won 100 jillion games. And, you know, could be done. Astros and White Sox were postponed. Houston up in that series 2-1. So setting the table for today. We told you about the Brewers and the Braves. 4:15 first pitch right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 4 o'clock pregame. You've got 107, so shortly after we're off the air, Astros, White Sox are going to make up that game. Again, Houston up in that series 2-1. And then tonight, 8:07 first pitch, San Francisco at L.A. So the Giants have a chance to clinch that series and move on to the NLCS. They're up 2-1 in that series. So there you are, up to date in the world of baseball. The freaking Red Sox, are you kidding me? I'm inconsolable at this point.
You had your chance. You had your chance to knock them out, knock out any hope of a World Series run. And
I know, but Phil Nevin decided to, you know what, that wasn't a bad send, sending Aaron Judge. That was an absolute perfect relay and a perfect throw home. Yep. And it's not like Judge is slow. For a big guy, Judge can run. But I can't deal with Red Sox. I'm already having a hard time dealing with Cowboys fan right now, and I got to deal with Red Sox fan. This is about me now, Patton. Okay.
Well, I kind of pictured Kadarius Toney punching the cornerback. I imagine that's you. That was you.
That was me, yeah. I was living vicariously through him. You can't punch a guy and get ejected in a game, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah, just I've seen a few Giants fans say that. Yeah, I've got a friend of mine who's I didn't hate it.
I don't know what that says about me as a person, but, it's just, but Ravens, they win. Lamar Jackson was just incredible last night. They come back and beat the Colts in overtime. So, obviously, good news for the Titans on that front. And, when thinking about where the Titans are, we'll get to what Vrabel said a little bit later on. And as they get ready for the Monday night game against the Bills, which should be rocking. Nissan Stadium is going to be a madhouse on Monday night. Should be a great scene. I think the Titans are a flawed team. I don't know if I can sit here right now and say that they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. That could change. And I'm not hating on them. I'm just telling you, what I think as I sit here right now. But it's clear, one thing is clear, they are the class of the AFC South, and barring a biblical disaster, they will win this division. But, the Colts, I think they're starting to get their you-know-what together, even though they lost last night. Obviously, Wentz is healthy, played pretty well last night, so they need to keep this train rolling. These next four games, you talked about it yesterday, are critical for the Titans season.
Well, I think until they get the injury bug off their back, they're definitely flawed. They've got too many guys on there week in, week out, and if you can't practice to the ability that you can, that's big. And ultimately, this offense, it's fairly new anyway. It's not like it was a kind of veteran group coming in, but until they get Julio Jones back, I'm interested to look at the injury report next couple of days because it seemed to me like AJ was a more hurt player out of that Jets game, I believe it was, but he has not practiced at all. But I think we're...
Well, AJ, are you talking about Julio?
Julio had not practiced, I don't believe, at all last
week. Yeah, he didn't practice. Yep. AJ was limited Wednesday, full Thursday and Friday. Yeah. But yeah, I thought he was the more hurt player. I think Julio's more hurt than Vrabel's letting on.
Yeah.
Because he was asked about it yesterday, and he's like, well, we'll see. It's not Wednesday. We don't practice till Wednesday. Vrabel.
Right.
he's a special one, that guy. So we'll see what happens. But listen, you're right. They got to get guys healthy, and they got to play better on defense. Yeah, they got gashed in the running game. You're going to be facing some really good offenses coming up here in this stretch of games. And, it goes back to the defense. The offense you don't worry about, especially when everybody's healthy. They're going to move the ball, score a lot of points. But, can this defense get a stop in a critical moment in the playoff game? That's going to be the key.
Well, the Bills will put 50 on you if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've seen that. They've kind of flirted with that, and if the Jets or Jags were any better, I think they had that opportunity there. But luckily enough, playing a lower opposition.
It's a week-to-week league, isn't it? And it's a minute-by-minute show. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Stay with us.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Napa, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At Napa, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, temperatures near 80, mainly clear with patchy fog forming tonight, low 60. Patchy fog to start Saturday, otherwise sunny, high 84, sunshine Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Wrapping up the first hour here on Nashville Sports Radio. Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, Greg in Atlanta. Brewers, Braves, 4:15 first pitch, 4 o'clock pregame right here on Nashville Sports Radio. So I guess that means the listeners of Nashville will be deprived and they'll be lacking the wonderful sports takes of Bruno Reagan. How will you ever survive Nashville without... You know, talking about arm bars and, you
are
know,
sure we can't move the Braves
judo
game,
throw. Maybe we'll have to. I mean,
this city obviously
needs its Bruno Reagan and his fantastic sports takes and Zach Williams, too. Whatever. Like I said, don't take my word for it, folks. You can listen. Obviously not today. You can they're on from 4 to 6. It's called the afternoon stretch. You know, judge for yourself. But like I always say, when you're looking to get a good nap in the afternoon, just turn on that show. It'll put you right to sleep. So, you know, Bruno's posting pictures of, like, weird video game characters saying it reminds him of me or whatever. I don't have time to play dumb millennial video games. I have things to do, okay? I'm a radio talk show host. I'm a sportscaster here in town. I host a nationally televised, co-host a nationally televised pro wrestling show for Impact Wrestling, and I'm a certified personal trainer. I don't have time to sit on my phone and play Candy Crush like Bruno Reagan.
And you're Johnny Nash. I mean, you have...
And I'm the man about town. Yeah. I'm the king of Broadway. You got I'm Johnny Nashville.
You got too many hats to wear to go around.
I don't have time to. Ooh, I'm going to play a video game. It's called the. I think it's called the Imposter Game. I guess he's basically. There's a character that's called the Imposter. I guess he's basically calling me an imposter. Maybe. Is that what he's doing?
Maybe. I don't.
I mean, he's the one that's posing as this big tough guy, former Vanderbilt football player, MMA fighter, whatever. He's the imposter, not me. Johnny Nashville's the real deal, son. And if you want to find out how real I am, you know where to find me. Bruno Reagan. Bruno Reagan. Please. I am really looking forward to this Titans-Bills game. What the line open up as? Did you see?
I did not. I...
Ray Dotsky says plus 17 Buffalo. You...
I'm seeing Buffalo minus 5.5.
Ooh, Titans. Underdogs at home.
Yep. I think they play best when they are underdogs.
Well, they better play defense because Josh Allen and that offense is coming. We're going to talk to Mike Catalana from WHAM TV and radio in Rochester. He's been covering the Bills for years. We'll get his take on what's going on up there in beautiful, pristine upstate New York, my home region. And your fault calls, too. We'll get into some of what Vrabel had to say yesterday as well. 615-844-5600. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
I'm Jim Ryan. There are still residual delays and cancellations at Southwest Airlines as the company tries to get back up and running again. Company CEO Gary Kelly blames weather issues that caused the backlog.
Our people are working very hard. They're doing a great job. I'm very proud of them. And especially when we get into a difficult situation like this, they're also delayed. They're also ending up in places that they didn't expect.
Pilot Casey Murray, the head of the pilots union for Southwest, however, blames it on the company itself.
Until the company makes some changes in how they're doing business internally and scheduling our pilots, we're going to continue to see the problem.
The governor of Texas has signed an executive order banning companies from requiring vaccine mandates. A couple from Maryland facing espionage-related charges is due in court today. Investigators say they were selling nuclear submarine secrets to someone they thought was a foreign national. This is ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Hour number two of our radio program, Greg Vogue, John Burton Show, Nashville Sports Radio. We're coming to you from the Strike and Spare Studios. We're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. You can give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Sal in Jersey is supposed to be calling at some point today. Sal, if you're out there, call in. But I didn't listen to, by the way, Pogie's out. He's in Atlanta. We've got Brewers Braves this afternoon, 4:15, first pitch, 4 o'clock pregame right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Pogie, I believe, will be back tomorrow. Unless the Brewers lose, he might need another day to decompress. But we expect to have the Pogster back tomorrow. I'm John Burton, of course. Patton Cook, the young general, is here. And Patton, I didn't listen to Vrabel's press conference yesterday. It was a interesting weekend. I was in Jacksonville covering the game, and when I flew back early yesterday morning, came in to do the show. We had a ball yesterday. We had a great show. Go back and listen on SoundCloud, yeah. Man. We were all over the place. I just needed to decompress. I went home. I took a nap. I got up. I got a great workout in, and I went out, got some food, and then did my Johnny Nashville Monday night thing. So anything stand out from what Vrabel said yesterday? I saw the Cliff Notes version from Jimmy Wyatt on TitansOnline.com.
Well, there was a good question asked about kind of the pass rush and how much value he puts into a sack with guys like Jeffrey Simmons.
I mean, I think how much they force the quarterback, infect the quarterback to move, to scramble, to step up into other pressure, or to force him out of the pocket. I think Jeff had some, impactful rushes, pushing the pocket, tip the football that normally, or hopefully pretty soon is going to get intercepted. I know that there were deeper routes and Kevin was back on the goal line and, probably wasn't going to get to that football, but those are the ones that normally get picked off, that get fluttered 20 yards into the middle of the field. And he had some of those. He caused a holding penalty into the middle of the pocket. So from that regard, there's not a lot of sack production that he had yesterday. But I think that when you go back and watch the tape, there was certainly an impact from Jeffrey Simmons. And then, yesterday, Harold was the one that, had the two sacks that gets recorded as in the statistical category. So I think there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. It's about the effect that you have on the quarterback and making an impact on the play and maybe not allowing him to have time to throw the football where he wants to throw it.
He's right. It's not always about the sack numbers, right? It's about putting pressure on the quarterback, getting him off his spot, making him throw the ball before he wants to. And yeah, Harold Landry had a couple of sacks on Sunday against the Jaguars, and that's a good sign. But, two things we haven't seen a lot from this defense, sacks and turnovers. Now, they got a couple on Sunday. Obviously, Byard, off the hit off Molden, the scoop and score, and then he had an interception later on, which pretty much in garbage time anyway. But, nice to see him get his hands on the football. I just don't know, Patton. Can this defense get a critical stop in a big game? And I mentioned it before, got some dynamic offenses coming up. You got back-to-back Bills and Chiefs. And, oh, by the way, I know the Colts lost, but their offense looked pretty good last night. They were running the ball extremely well. You look at how the Titans got gashed in the running game against the Jaguars the other day. This defense is better than last year, and I said this yesterday as well. This defense is better than last year, but there was only one way to go but up after how bad this defense was last year. But still, a lot of those things that the better defense is – look, it's tough to play defense in this league, right? All the rules are cater to the offense, you know, in terms of like pass interference, in terms of, you know, hits on the quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the fundamental rules still apply. You got to win on first down, win on second down, and earn the right to go after the quarterback on third down. And, you know, this run defense has to get better. Jeffrey Simmons is a stud, but he can't do it alone. Guys have to step up and do a better job in the running game. They got to get more sacks. They got to get more turnovers because, like I said, they're taking significant steps up in weight class going forward here.
Yeah, Danico Autry and Tierre Tart, those are two guys that have to step up because most of the time Jeffrey's getting double-teamed at this point because offenses have identified him as...
He's the game wrecker.
He's a game wrecker if you let him be. Yep. And they haven't really let him be as of late, but I agree with you there. And Bud Dupree, he's going to be a big piece in that if they can get him healthy. And we kind of played some audio of him last week.
Yeah.
He is just not all the way there mentally.
He's not there mentally or physically, right?
Correct. And yeah. He said as much. And I think there's a lot to be said about – he did mention Taylor Lewan kind of specifically saying, why am I back when he's not back all the way yet? And, of course, yeah. he did his in November, December. Taylor did his in September, October. So
right.
I think this defense has to kind of find its way, but – unfortunately, their schedule doesn't let them find their way. They've got to be there now or else they're going to pick up some losses in quick succession. So it's a situation that they're into that they've got to figure out fairly quickly.
Yeah, ACL injuries, I mean, no two ACL tears are the same, right? Some people – look at Adrian Peterson about a decade ago. You know, I think he got hurt on the last game of the regular season, was back opening day and had one of the greatest seasons ever and looked like he never – he's kind of an alien, though. Adrian Peterson is kind of like Derrick Henry. He's an alien. So, yeah, you're right. And so they're going to need Bud Dupree. They paid a lot of money for this guy to come off the edge and create havoc and get some sacks along with Harold Landry, Ola Adeniyi, you know, those guys. You got to step up because if you let – you're going to be facing some good quarterbacks in the coming weeks. And you let them sit back and burp the baby and pat the football and just scan the field, they're going to – you know, chances are they're going to pick you apart. And like I said, Christian Fulton – we don't know his status.
Yeah.
You know, injured his, came out Sunday, injured his hamstring. Now you get the extra day with a Monday night game and really almost an extra day and a half because you don't play until the night. So, you know, we'll see if he's available on Monday. If he's not, that's, you know, that's going to be a big blow. And it's going to be Caleb Farley, your first round draft pick. Step up, big
get
guy. Stop Stephon Diggs.
Well, I've got one more Mike Vrabel clip.
Yeah.
I always love him kind of scolding reporters. It's just one of my
favorite
pastimes,
yeah.
John. Yeah, has he done you yet?
No. You know what? I can honestly say, I don't ask a lot of questions just because, I don't know, I'm not trying to be a superstar reporter and, hey, look at me, I asked Vrabel this and that. I'm more of a gatherer and just kind of listen. But, you know, if I have questions, I'll ask them. But he hasn't really, like... you know, throwing Richard darts at me yet. So what was the situation? Well,
so this is a question asked about the protection, and Vrabel gave his response.
Okay.
Can always be better. I'm also pleased that we got open versus man coverage and got rid of the football better, too. So include that in your pass protection notes.
Do we know who the reporter was?
I don't know. It was very faint audio. It was not one of the usual
stuff. I got a couple ideas of who that might be. But here's the thing. Vrabel's going around saying, yeah, I saw you tweeted such and such and such. I thought coaches, what do coaches always say? Oh, I don't read what you write. I don't listen to what you say. I don't listen to your broadcast or your shows. I guarantee you, he's got people monitoring every show in town, reading every article in town, because – teams want to know, what are they saying about us, you know? Because too much negative talk could affect their bottom line. And, you know, the one thing they don't want is fan apathy. You're not going to get that here. People in Nashville love the Titans, so they're going to show up on Sunday. They're going to cheer. But it's just, yeah, it is kind of funny when he throws those little Richard darts every now and then to certain media members. But, you know, I can honestly say I've always had a good, you know, a decent rapport with him, you know. No better, no worse than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to a man who knows all about the National Football League. Eric joins us. Morning, Eric.
Hey,
John, I'm going to get to John Gruden and also the last night's Monday night game in a minute. Little quick thing about baseball. Yeah. I feel great for George, but I feel bad for Greg. Because of course,
feel bad for me. The Red Sox are going to the ALCS.
Yeah. I'm not a Red Sox fan either, John. I was going to get to the American League in a minute. But,
how about it, man?
About on the team left, I pull for is whoever wins between the Brewers and the Braves. Of course, the Brewers, I think, have gotten shut out in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Dodgers and the Giants, whoever wins that series, is going to be considered the favorite. Now, a lot of people thought that the Dodgers could lose, but the Giants played great defense. And I think they said last night, I didn't realize this, you feel bad for Scherzer, who had that great game, only gave up three hits,
yeah,
and 10 strikeouts, but lost. And I think they said that was the first time, because one other Dodger pitcher had that kind of a game. It was Don Newcomb back in 1949 for the Brooklyn Dodgers, where he had 10 strikeouts or whatever it was and lost. So, but definitely whoever wins that series is probably going to be the favorite. I'm not a fan of either the Giants or the Dodgers in the American League. Like you said, it's hard to cheer for any of the teams. You know, you're going to have Boston. I think it's going to be Boston against Houston.
I just realized. I got heat with every team in the American League. Red Sox, obviously. Rays, obviously. Yeah. Houston, cheating, you-know-whats. I can't stand Tony La Russa.
The
White Sox.
Houston stealing the
right.
White Sox. So it's just nuts. But it's just going to be interesting to see. I know the networks, they won't say it, but they want a Boston-Los Angeles series.
Of course they do.
Markets, because it would be fantastic World Series, but we'll see what happens.
They wouldn't mind Chicago either, number three market.
Yeah, that's true. But as far as Gruden, and then I'm going to get to last night's game.
Yeah, take your time, man.
I don't think this is going to be the end of it. I think there are a lot more dominoes to fall, because, of course, it started with the investigation of Daniel Snyder and mm-hmm. the way he was running Washington and everything,
mm-hmm.
and also the whole culture with the cheerleaders and stuff, the sexual harassment allegations that have been brought up against them, which brought up the emails. But not only did it involve Gruden, but Bruce Allen, as you said, but also, from what I understand, it involved the guy who I think is the owner of Hooters, as well as, I believe, a guy that was involved with the college bowl game in Tampa. So
mm-hmm.
there's several other dominoes. It's going to be interesting. Also, will Mike Mayock be able to keep his job and everything? And it's just going to be interesting how this shakes out. But, of course, another thing, of course, it's the backdrop a lot to all this is, too, is there are a lot of Tennessee fans that thought that John Gruden was going to be the head coach of the Vols.
Yep.
There were even some that were lobbying for him to be the head coach.
Oh, big time. I remember that.
Because his wife's ties to Tennessee. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just going to be interesting, you know, how all that plays out and stuff, too. But, you know, I just don't think this whole thing is over with. It's just hard to believe that it took so long for all this stuff to come out, but we're just going to see what happens. But as far as last night's game, that's the sad part about this. It overshadowed a fantastic performance about the Ravens, and what can you say? And after the performance last night, you got to say Lamar Jackson, unless he slows down, he's got to be now probably the favorite for the MVP. The way he's playing with all the injuries and stuff they've had,
yeah,
running game and everything.
I mean, where would the Ravens be without Lamar Jackson?
They'd probably be
0-5, I think.
Yeah, look at the games that he's been involved with. Two overtime games. In fact, he had that last minute where they came back in the last second against Kansas City to
yep.
win, where with about 30 seconds or whatever was going to game. Then that whole game against Detroit where they win with a doink off the goalpost as time runs out.
He converted a 4th-and-19 on that drive to set up field goal.
Yeah. And also last night with the win in overtime. I mean, he's got to be considered now for the MVP with his performance. And even though they lost to the Raiders, it was in overtime. I mean, other than the game last week.
Yeah, they should have won that game. They should be 5-0.
All the games now, other games have been single digits. So, and, of course, they've got another tough game next week where they host the Chargers with him and Justin Herbert. So,
that'll be a fun game.
And also another interesting game, too, is going to be Arizona and Cleveland. You're just going to wait and see what happens, because I tell you what, unless he just falls off, everybody's talking about Kyler Murray. I would say Lamar Jackson now is the favorite. So, but I'm going to.
Well, the guy we're going to see Monday night has got to be in the short list as well, right?
Josh Allen. Already Buffalo is, I think, like about a 5.5-point favorite, guys. I'm hoping they win because, of course, Titans are going to be underdog, and they're going to have to really step up to win this game. See what happens. I mean, but if you're asking right now, I'm just not confident. But I'm hope I'm wrong. But we'll see. Hopefully, get some of our injured players back. John, I'll let you to get to some other callers. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric. Always great to hear from you. 615-844-5600 is the number to call. We have had a lot of phone calls today, but they are certainly welcome on the F&M Bank phone line. And Pat and Eric brings up a lot of good points. You know, just the fact that. And we talked about it with the defense. This is a pretty dynamic offense. You know, Stephon Diggs, one of the best receivers in the league. Josh Allen is ascending to the upper echelon of quarterbacks in this league. And we talked about the great young quarterbacks that are emerging right now in the NFL. You know, we saw it last night with Lamar, who's already won an MVP. You know, Josh Allen, who's, you know, I think the Bills right now, best team in the AFC. We're seeing Kyler Murray. We're seeing Justin Herbert. And like I said, you know, when those old geezers, Brady and Aaron Rodgers, finally decide to hang it up, you know, Breeze reluctantly walked away. You know, these old guys, once these old guys step aside, the quarterback position is going to be exciting to watch still for the next decade or more.
And I think it's fascinating because it's not the guys you would maybe have thought it to be, because it's, other than Joe Burrow, it's really not top two guys. Justin Herbert, he was selected lower in the draft, kind of 10, 12 range, something like that. But it's guys that have just come on. Lamar Jackson, of course, picked at the end of the first round. I'm just always fascinated that people are fascinated to kind of get to the top of the draft, get that one guy. But ultimately, pretty rarely are those the guys that end up being the top two guys in the league.
Where's Josh Rosen right now? And you got to credit the Arizona Cardinals for saying they draft Josh Rosen. After 1 year, they decide, you know what? Our coach is trash. Josh Rosen is trash. We got to wipe the slate clean. They bring in Kingsbury, and they say, hey, you know what? We whiffed. We're taking Kyler Murray. I was like, what are they doing? And look at what Kyler Murray's doing right now. It's, you know, and the Arizona Cardinals are 5-0. So as a frustrated Giants fan, I just sit here and say, why can't my team make these kind of right decisions? They used to. But they can't anymore. It's all blowing up. Give the Arizona Cardinals a lot of credit for what they did, because I'm sure a lot of people, I scoffed at it.
Yep. GMs and owners are so prideful that they don't want to admit
they're wrong.
Exactly. And they'd rather kind of ride down the ship and let it go into flames and kind of make the change.
But
early
they decided
on.
Right away, hey, you know what? This is not working. We got to flip the script here. And they did. And just a couple of short years, look where they are right now.
Exactly. And I think kind of different situation, but with Bruce Arians, he was prideful whenever first Tom Brady came in there. He wanted his offense to be ran. But ever since Brady kind of went in there, and they're running his offense right now, and they won a Super Bowl because of it. So I think adjustments and putting your pride aside, that's maybe something Titans head coach going to take a pill or two of from. But I think there's just something to be said about that.
Yeah, I mean – I'd be willing to check my pride and ego at the door if my quarterback throws for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. Brady had never done that before. How about that? So what was Lamar in the second half? He threw for like 300 yards and what, 4 tutties in the second half in overtime? That's ridiculous. It's amazing, man. You can't win in this league without a quarterback. But just amazing stuff from Lamar Jackson last night. And like I said, the Buffalo Bills coming in here Monday night to play the Titans. And Tennessee's going to have their hands full. You know, this team's on a roll. And as a matter of fact, we're going to head up to the Western New York area in just a few minutes and check in with my guy, Mike Catalana from WHAM-TV and radio. He's been there forever covering the Buffalo Bills. And he's going to join us to talk about what's going on with the Bills and Josh Allen and, you know, his early thoughts on the Monday night game. So we'll get to that after the break. You can call us after that, 615-844-5600. It's JB and the General, Pat and Cook, filling in for Greg on a Tuesday.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, temperatures near 80, mainly clear with patchy fog forming tonight, low 60. Patchy fog to start Saturday, otherwise sunny, high 84, sunshine Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, Nashville Sports Radio. John Burton, Patton Cook holding things down. Pogie's out. He'll be back tomorrow. Don't know what kind of mood he'll be in. It all depends on today's outcome between the Braves and the Brewers. Of course, the Titans take on the Buffalo Bills coming up Monday night at Nissan Stadium. The Bills go in as about a 5.5-point favorite, and we head up to beautiful upstate New York, Western New York, Rochester to be exact, and check in with the longtime sports director of WHAM TV and radio, a guy I've known forever when I was a young pup in this business, the great Mike Catalano. Mike, how are you?
Oh, good to hear from you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Mike, how long have you been covering the Bills? Like, how long is forever?
So when I, this is the way I phrase it to people, they'll ask me how long, and there's years, but I always say my first game covering the Bills was Thurman Thomas's first game with the Bills.
Wow.
So we started together. How's that?
1988?
That's the way, 1988. I got here in late 87, and my first game covering them was the 88 season, and been through all the Super Bowls. I was standing on the sidelines of the Music City Miracle.
Wow.
I went through the whole 20-year drought that went with it, and now they're back. And I'm telling you guys, and you already know it, this is a really, really good football team right now.
Oh, my goodness. And I thought they sent a message Sunday night by spanking the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely they did. And, you know, all week we tried to get something out of the players, right? You know, and they tell us. It's week five. And, you know, you start to think it's just lip service, but they're buying in. That's McDermott. That's the way he is. He's the most disciplined coach I've ever been around. And he has them thinking like that. Now, look, they enjoyed themselves. I mean, I'm down on the field in Kansas City after the game, the delay, the whole thing. I mean, they were fired up coming off the field. They knew what they had done. But they put it in the rear view when it's over. This is the way this team has been. They started the year with that loss to Pittsburgh, which was a stunner.
Yeah, I was shocked.
They're a much better team than the Steelers.
Right.
And they just did not play well. And since then, I mean, they've hammered teams. I mean, they crushed Washington. They crushed Miami. And they obviously crushed the Texans. And they dominated a Chiefs team that needed the game. I mean, it's not like they caught them off guard. They're really good in all phases.
Mike, what did they do defensively? They made Patrick Mahomes look ordinary. That's the worst I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. Super Bowl, yeah, but he had no protection. Mahomes was awful in that game. What did the Bills do defensively?
a great game plan. Leslie Frazier is such a treasure in this league. That is a respected guy as coordinator. You know, McDermott gets a lot of credit for the defense because he's a defensive guy and he sort of sets the tone, but it's Leslie's defense. And the Bills went out and basically they covered. They just covered. And they, Mahomes, you're right. You know, the view from the press box, you're looking at the field.
Right.
And we're looking at each other going, no one is open here.
Yep.
Taron Johnson's an outstanding slot guy who they just gave a contract extension to on Saturday. And he's all over Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's not a matchup. Everybody's thinking Trey White, but Johnson did a great job on him. And Mahomes was flustered. They could not find players open. And you know, he threw a couple of bad balls. And it's funny, it was a flip of the script from what we saw in the championship game in January when the Bills lost in Kansas City, where it was, you know, Allen that was rattled. The Chiefs were doing what they wanted offensively. They totally flipped that on Kansas City. And it was a statement game for them. Because this Bills team, while they had won some road games, they hadn't really beaten a really good team at home, especially in an environment like Kansas City. They only had three wins against teams that on the road against teams that ended their season over 500. One was in Dallas on that Thanksgiving game. One was in Miami, and they always beat the Dolphins. And one was actually in Nashville when your kicker missed, what, three or four kicks in that game.
Right.
So they hadn't really had this kind of statement game, and I think that's what they got on Sunday night.
We're talking with Mike Catalana, sports director for Fox Rochester up in beautiful upstate Western New York, my home region. Great to talk to Mike. You know, so, all right, that's one half of the revenge tour, right, for the Bills. Part two comes up Monday night. And when I think back to that last year's game here in Nashville, that Titans Taco Tuesday game, the game that got moved to Tuesday, it was a blowout win for the Titans, but I think you'll agree with this. Yeah, there was extenuating circumstances to that game because the Titans had three touchdowns set up by three long returns, two long interception returns by Malcolm Butler and a long punt return by Khalif Raymond. And, you know, the Bills were actually pretty good on third down in that game, but those types of plays seemed to get things out of whack for the Buffalo Bills. So, yes, it was a blowout, but sometimes blowouts can be misleading, right?
Yeah, I think they can be. That was odd circumstances, and they did have it back-to-back where they had to play that game. You know, it kept getting delayed and eventually was played on Tuesday when the Titans were having a lot of COVID issues. And then when they played Kansas City, that game was supposed to be a Thursday night game, and it got pushed all the way till Monday at 5 o'clock. And that was a very different game. It was just a boring game. Obviously no crowds, the whole thing, and it was bad. I would say in the Bills' case, the revenge was more for the AFC Championship. But that Titans game, realistically, was the only time they did get blown out all season. They only lost four games last year.
Right.
They lost on the Hail Mary pass.
Yep.
They lost twice to the Chiefs, and they got blown out by the Titans. And they don't forget that. They won't say it. They'll say, I can predict it. You know it.
Yeah.
It's another game.
Just want to go 1-0 this week.
This year.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. But I swear, and I've been, you know, it's 34 years doing this. I know when I'm hearing cliches, but I also, they're in rare air where everybody is buying in. Everybody. And that just doesn't happen that often in this league. Things start to, even when you watch the Chiefs, you know, the team wins, get paid. It just starts to change a little. Doesn't mean they can't still win, but it just changes. In this case, they're all rowing in the same direction. This is a disciplined team that is following the lead of their coach.
No question about it, and their quarterback as well. And I know that, you know, listen, I covered the Bills for a while. As you know, I worked in Buffalo, and, you know, ever since Jim Kelly retired, they've been searching for the next the guy. You know, we've had Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie and Fitzmagic and all these guys. J.P. Lossman, for goodness sakes, part of that 2004 quarterback class. What has Josh Allen meant for this team in terms of leadership? I love the way he plays. I love his swagger. And this is a guy that had to learn, hey, I got a big, strong arm, but I got to learn how to play quarterback in the NFL. He's done a great job. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's a candidate for that. I mean, he was last year. He finished second, and he has just developed so much. And it's funny because I thought the Bills, of all things, I was at the draft when they picked him in Dallas, and, you know, he was a controversial pick just because, you know, he played at Wyoming, and he, you know, and then he had some, you know, social media issues right before the draft, and they picked him anyhow. They were all in on him. And he came as a rookie, and I thought the Bills did a lousy job with him as a rookie. They had Nate Peterman, right, and they had A.J. McCarron in camp, and they weren't expecting to play him. And they start Nate in the first game, and he was terrible. And so, boom, he's the starter, week two, with no veteran to help him. I mean, it really was bad, and it could have – I think it could have crushed the guy just because it wasn't good. And you started to see flashes of him. But he works. He is a worker. He is hard on himself, and he's got support. After that, they change things around. They build a structure around him, and he just works. And he's self-critical to the point almost of fault sometimes. He always sees his faults, and he got better that year too. Had a flame out in the playoff game when they should have beaten Houston, and that third year, the question was, is he going to be the guy that comes back? Is he going to be the one who ascends, or is he going to be the guy that doesn't get better and becomes whoever? And last year, his improvement was so great. And let's also be honest, they went out and got him Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And this year they got him Emmanuel Sanders. And Brian Daboll is a guy who should be a head coach in this league, and he's done just such a great job with him. But Josh is a worker. Physically more talented than any player I've ever been around.
Right.
And we all love Jim.
Right.
But this kid is way more physically talented than Jim Kelly as a player. He just is. And it's shown up on the field because of his dedication and his leadership.
Yeah, I don't remember Jim Kelly running down the field and jumping over guys. He'd take on a linebacker, but he didn't have that kind of athletic ability that Josh has.
Yeah. The hurdle was something again the other night. Of course, we saw it first in Minnesota a few years
ago.
Right. And he's done it. And so McDermott is asked after the game, how are you about that? Because he could get hurt. And he's like, I'm all for it. He's like, he can jump over me if it gets to the first down. So that may be what we see Monday night. I don't know. But McDermott, by the way, almost made a joke. So that was a big moment for us in the press conference. That is not Sean's MO, man. He is just the facts. Stick to the facts.
But yeah,
he's a heck of a coach. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a similar situation with Vrabel here, trust me. Vrabel's got a lot of Belichick in him, you know. You can tell Belichick's rubbed off on him. Mike, you know, I've known you for a long time. I'm from upstate New York. You know, lived and worked in Western New York for a while. I'm from Central New York. What is this success for the Bills meant for, you know, that region? You mentioned the 20-year drought. You know, it took so long for them to finally figure it out. So many head coaches and GMs, and now everything's back on track. AFC Championship game last year, looking for bigger and better this year. What is the success of the Bills? I know what it means, but tell our listeners what it means for that region to have the Bills be successful.
Well, you know, the fact that we're coming to Nashville, I mean, that's where that all started.
Yep.
You know, from
yep.
that moment on when they lost that Music City Miracle, and it's so long ago, but they just kept missteps and hiring the wrong guys at the wrong time and never really investing. And they got Bean and McDermott. And I guess the best way I would describe it is, for that first bit, you know, how are these guys going to be? Then they break the drought, they make the playoffs, and they lose, and then they get the next year and they got a chance, and you still think you got the guy with Allen. And then last year was the year where it just flipped, because they were so good. And the fans now, I'm not saying they're relaxed, they are so excited, and they buy in so much. And Allen is the most popular player for the Bills I've ever, again, been around, because it, as great as it was spread out amongst a bunch of guys before. Allen is just that guy for them. But they lost that game last year to Arizona. And in past years, that's the kind of loss on a Hail Mary pass at the end that the fan base would have been panicking, and this team is, they're going to fall apart, whatever.
Right.
And it just didn't happen, because they've gone past that. Like, they expect their team to win now, and it's in more of that excited way than a cocky way. It's just like, they've now had reason to believe they're good. And I bought in on these guys. Like, they are really good, and they don't really have letdowns. That doesn't mean they're going to win. You know, Monday's a game. Titans are over 500. Mm-hmm. They're at home.
Best running back in football. Best running back in the world. You got to stop, et cetera, yep. et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah. And at a certain point, things. But I'm telling you, there's nothing that will cripple them. And this team is in a good spot to fight to get the one seed. They really are, if you look at the way things have shaken out so far. And I think they would want that. There's one spot. I think they believe if it's going through Buffalo, they're going to the Super Bowl. And I picked them to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. I think they're going. Hmm. I think they're the most complete. I think they're the most complete team in the league. You know, and in the AFC, I think they would be. I mean, they can play defense. They're outstanding in special teams. And they have an explosive offense that, you know, now with Dawson Knox coming through, and really, I mean, the guy's got 5 touchdowns already. But Bill's team record is 6 for a tight end.
Wow. So is it just 6?
They're really loaded, yeah. And Diggs is great, and he hasn't even really exploded for this year. So, yeah, they're really good.
You mean Pete Metzelaars didn't have like an 8-touchdown season for the Bills at tight end?
It's funny you say that because I went through their history and they've never really had a pass catching tight end.
Right.
I mean, they signed Charles Clay from the Dolphins a few years ago and he was pretty mediocre. Like their numbers are so pedestrian at the tight end position.
Hmm.
And here's Knox now, you know, catching. In fact, he was in Nashville. He came in for the tight end summit, and he talked about that around Kelce and all those guys,
right?
And how it helped him. And he's a weapon now for them. So they've got, and Sanders is 34, and he's playing phenomenal football for them. And Diggs is Diggs. So this is a complete team that is ready to go on the road. They have their bye the week after this game. So, you know, last year they lost the week before the bye. That was that game in Arizona. So we'll see how they do coming up on Monday.
Yeah, and before we get you out of here, Mike, seems like all is quiet on the Cole Beasley front.
Yeah, it's quiet. I will tell you this. He only had 22 snaps on Sunday night. You know, I think the biggest issue is, look, there's other unvaccinated players on the Bills.
Sure.
I think the biggest issue with Beasley is, you know, he made a statement. He tweeted something out about the fans. That really, it's after a 40-0 win, he's on social media talking about the fans booing. And I was at that game. I didn't really hear it. They yell bees when he comes on the field.
Yeah.
But he heard boos, and there probably was some. But, you know, when I say buying in, like, there's ways to, even if you have a difference of opinion on what you want to do, I don't think they like that. Now, he seems to have shut down his social media. But in terms of the game plan, now, again, maybe Monday he's a bigger part of the game plan. He really wasn't against the Chiefs, and that's a bad defense from Kansas City, and he really wasn't part of it. So we'll see if he's being phased out a little bit, maybe not necessarily game plan-wise, but because Sanders has been so good. So, but other than that, I mean, they're pretty healthy. They made some changes on the O-line. Like, they've got a lot going for them. And they just, you know, obviously they're looking to continue that on Monday.
Should be a great game, Mike. Thank you so much for jumping on. Always great to talk with you. I understand we'll be talking a little bit later on today as well, so I look forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, we have, we call it Buffalo Plus on YouTube. It's been we've been thrilled. It's been a real good thing for us. A lot of Bills coverage. So we'll get you on there, John. You can let everybody in Buffalo know all you know about the Bills franchise as we get set to come out there this weekend.
I look forward to it, Mike. Thanks so much. When I hear your voice, I think about beef on weck and chicken wings and all those wonderful things I grew up eating as a kid in upstate New York. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. All right, take it easy.
All right, there he goes, Mike Catalano. Guy knows the Buffalo Bills, man. They're a good team. Good football team. You know, Titans are going to have their hands full. We'll see what happens. Should be a great game. We will take a break. If you want to give us a call, you can, 615-844-5600. John Burton, Patton Cook, filling in for the Pokester, who is a little nervous today, I'm sure. Nashville Sports Radio.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Breaking news from the NBA. The Brooklyn Nets have finally told Kyrie, you know what, or get off the pot. Get vaccinated or you can't play. And that's not an NBA thing. That's a New York City thing and a California thing and a lot of other states. Kyrie Irving, the all-star point guard for the Brooklyn Nets, has basically been open about not getting vaccinated, and apparently he's threatening to retire if he's forced to get vaccinated, or maybe the Nets will trade him. So who knows what will happen as far as that goes. We go back to the phones and go up to Jersey and talk to my man Sal. Sal, what do you make of this Kyrie Irving situation up there in the New York metropolitan area?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know this, John, but I've been a Nets fan since I was 4 years old. I watched them at Continental Airlines Arena,
wow,
which you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I have mixed opinions on it. Obviously, as a fan, as a selfish person, I'm upset that, you know, the piece that could put us over the top this year might not be able to play. I can understand his mindset with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but at the end of the day, I am still pretty confident that we can get to the finals with the roster we have. So,
yeah, you still got Harden and Durant. That's not bad.
No, not bad. There's a lot worse duos out there. So we'll see how the season plays out. Maybe some mandates will get lifted sometime towards the middle end of the season. But, I can't think about Brooklyn Nets basketball just yet.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Your mind is on the Titans. It's always on the Titans. I loved your tweet the other day saying, you know, Titans are 3-2. They're 2-0 in the division. Colts lost last night, but you're still not over that Jets loss.
I can't be, because, you know, you think about it. I'm really too worried right now about the AFC South. Obviously, it's ours to lose, but that win could have really made the fall and Thanksgiving a lot less stressful. But at the end of the day, it comes down to this game coming up Monday night is so monstrous in so many different ways for the mindset of this football team, for where we stand in the AFC. A lot of people have Buffalo as a Super Bowl favorites now, and they're not wrong for thinking that. So if we can bring them into our own building on a Monday night primetime game and do what we did to them last year, which was technically a primetime game, I think it could just set the tone for the remainder of the season. We're going to find out what this team's made of in these next 2 weeks. Because I don't care how bad Kansas City's defense is, that's going to be obviously a bloodbath, and I think this one Monday night's going to be as well. So we'll have to see how it goes. I got to be honest, I'm still not really thrilled with how this team's being coordinated on either side of the ball. But, you know, again, it's a win. We started scoring a lot of points again, which is great. But I just think there's times when there's such an easy play call that we go the opposite way with that just makes me scratch my head. But, you know, again, you got to let these guys come into their own. It's still early in the season and they're new at their jobs. So, or at least fairly new at their jobs. But right. you got to get Julio back this tonight or Monday night. You just have to.
I don't know if you can win that game without Julio. I'll be honest with you.
I agree 100%, John. I mean, he is the definition of what an X factor is in any football game. Obviously, A.J. Brown was on some sort of snap count. Mm-hmm. He didn't look 100% anyway. So, you know, we need all hands on deck here. We need Bud Dupree. I loved hearing him talk about how technically he probably should have gained back so early, but he just wanted to show the fans that they made the right decision bringing him in, and I can appreciate that.
Sure.
But we need him. We need everyone. We need Caleb Farley. I mean, he had a little bit of time last week due to Fulton's injury. I was watching him with a close eye. He seemed to do fairly well. He seemed to be on his guy like a glove, and that's definitely positive. But we need him. We're going to need him down the stretch. So I'm confident. But like I said, John, we're going to find out what this team's made of on Monday night for sure.
No doubt about it. And Sal, on an unrelated note, how sick did it make you to see the Boston Red Sox advance to the ALCS? I mean, I'm not crazy about the Rays either, but lesser of two evils, no?
Oh, of course. I mean, don't forget, John, and I've been preaching this for a while, what adds insult to injury about this whole situation is, in the beginning of this year, the Red Sox were looked at as a rebuilding franchise. I think their over-under in wins was about 80, and they destroyed that. They took us, and you know what with us.
Yep.
The only good thing about this situation is I think it's going to put a little bit more fire under the Steinbrenners behind that they might already have.
It better.
I know we say this every year when they're, you know, out in the first round or the divisional series, but in my opinion, before I go, I other than Judge and Stanton, I think you can get rid of everyone else. Obviously, LeMahieu's under contract, but he got his money and absolutely, you know what, the bed.
Yep.
Everyone outside of those two guys and Cole, obviously, they can get rid of all of them. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. I can't stand this whole hit a home run or strike out.
I hate it.
That.
What happened to, like, you know, athletic players that can, you know, hit for average and run the bases and, you know, lay down a bunt once in a while, right?
You look at the great teams in the league, and that's all they do. You know, the Astros, the Red Sox, the Rays. You know, the Rays hit a lot of home runs this year, but you know what they didn't do a lot of, and that's strike out.
Yep.
And when you put the ball in play, no matter what, good things are bound to happen. So we'll see how that all turns out, but I really hope they don't bring back Boone, because I'm over him. I'd like an old guy like Buck Showalter back. I'd love him. some of the old talent that they've had over the years. But we'll see how that shakes up as well. Thanks for the call, Johnny. I'll talk to you next
week. Sal, you're the best, man. Call anytime you want, brother. There you go. Sal in Jersey. All right. We will take our final break, Patton, and we'll come back and wrap up this wonderful radio program.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. 800-915-3052. That's 800-915-3052.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, temperatures near 80, mainly clear with patchy fog forming tonight, low 60. Patchy fog to start Saturday, otherwise sunny, high 84, sunshine Sunday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Wrapping things up on a Tuesday on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Greg has been out. He is in Atlanta. Braves, Brewers. Game, what, 4? Yeah, game 4. Yeah, duh. Atlanta up 2-1. They can clinch today. Clinch a spot in the NLCS and eliminate Greg Pogue's Brewers. So we will see what happens. You can listen to the game right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 4:15 first pitch. 4 o'clock pregame, which means... unfortunately, no afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan. What will we ever do? My gosh, I can think of a million things I'd rather do than listen to that show. By the way, their producer Ray Dotsky's sitting there right now. Hi, Ray. Tell Zach and Bruno I said hello, will you? Love those guys. Yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
I'm absolutely going to tell them that you send your love. Yes, I will. I will.
I showed you that thing that Bruno tweeted about me.
The imposter.
Yeah. Is he implying that I'm an imposter?
Apparently so. Apparently so.
I'm an imposter. Bruno Reagan needs to realize, okay, and you tell him I said this. This is coming directly from me, bro. Okay. I'm the real deal. I told you.
I know you're Johnny Nashville.
Google me, man. Check my credentials, okay?
But do you
co-host this show 5 days a week. I'm on News Channel 5, sports anchor. I host a nationally televised professional wrestling show, co-host, I should say, professional wrestling show.
Now that we have Brad's resume out on air,
I am a certified personal trainer, and oh, by the way, I'm Johnny Nashville, king of Broadway.
And you like nice long walks on the beach and stuff like that.
Yes, I do.
That's fantastic.
I like, sunshine and rain.
Do you want to mess with...
Who in the hell does Bruno Reagan think he is to call me out?
Think about...
Me?
Think about... Do you really want to mess with a guy named Bruno? Bruno?
I've said it on these airwaves a million times. I'll say it again. I would take that guy down in five seconds flat. I wouldn't even break a sweat.
We need to get something.
Who in the blue hell does Bruno Reagan think he is to call me out? Wow. Me?
To let you know, Bruno is huge, as you New Yorkers would say. Huge. Well,
whatever. So, bigger they are, the harder they fall.
I will send his love. Trust me. I will.
All right.
I will relay the message.
So what are you guys going to do today? You're going to go to his dojo and, you know, roll around on the mat? Or what do you guys got
planned?
His
dojo? No. No. Up in Clarksville? No.
Yeah.
Great dojo. Great space.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's wonderful. Yeah, he left such a mess in this area.
Are you sure it wasn't your comrade, Greg Pope?
Because it was a pigsty. I know it was Bruno, and he's trying to mess with me.
You have yet to tell me what it was, what was left on the
table.
There
was like papers and just... junk all over
the
place.
That's Greg Pogue. That's your co-host.
Like empty, like, you know, chip bags and all this kind of stuff.
Well, you do know Greg brings his entire, like, database, like his little file cabinet when he comes to the show. So don't be surprised that some of his, like, artifacts were on that table. You're probably cleaning after him. Because when Bruno comes in, it's usually with just a water bottle.
All right, plug your podcast.
So, yeah, you can find me. It's called In My Opinion. I basically podcast 3 times a week. Check it out. I talk about all the things related to sports. So, yeah, I've got a lot to talk about. Of course, we all know what's going on in the NFL world.
Right.
I'll be talking about that as well as some of the NBA action, stuff like that. So check it out.
All right. Tell Zach and Bruno I said hi.
I will tell him.
All right. Braves baseball comes your way this afternoon. So what? We got Rome, and then we got Plaz for like an hour.
Yep.
So it's like the pre-show. Because you know all he's going to talk about is Braves.
Oh, well, right? I can't wait. And I'm his producer as well. I can't wait.
They need to do, in my opinion, is, you know, so he'll be all fired up. So you got Jim Rome coming up next, Plaz for about an hour. Thankfully, no afternoon stretch. Sorry, Ray. Yeah, you're cool, but those guys, But Pogi will be back tomorrow, and hopefully he'll be in a good mood, which means the Brewers would have won today. We'll see what happens, but... thanks for listening, everybody. Great show today. Patton, thank you for all your help. I had some great guests, great hot takes from the general today. Everybody, take it easy. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Be well.